We're back. It's Monday. It's October 22nd. It's the Daily Podcast from the John DeBella Show. Everything that happened on the show worth hearing again. Just had a big day of football, and we talked about it. That's where we started off before getting into a police chase that didn't make thin the herd later in the show today. We promoted Classic Rock Concentration. It starts up next week. You definitely don't want to miss that, seeing as it could afford you a vacation. We shared four random facts, had some miracles and song stories today, pondered pumpkin milk, and had another round of Dave and Steve's famous pyramid, this time with horror movies for the Halloween season. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
They're all excited in Tampa.
As they should be.
Right, right. They've got Antonio Brown.
It's insane. Like, it's an embarrassment of riches. I know the dude's insane also, right. But still.
Tom Brady's a magnet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's that and, they got him on the cheap. Well, actually, no, they didn't. He only has to play, what, it's 8 more games?
Yeah.
All right, 8 more games, and he's making 1.5, not 1.5, we're making $1 million.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Oh, good.
Right.
Good.
Right,
what I'll make in my entire life.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Right.
8 games.
Meanwhile, everyone in Tampa is like, Super Bowl, here we come. Right? This is cheating, somebody says. Bucks are trash organization for this move.
Whatever.
Really. It's just, although, you know what happened to me yesterday? I keep forgetting that Brady is in Tampa.
Right.
So I'll tune into a game, and it's a New England game, and I'm like, oh, my God. Brady's getting destroyed. Right? Yeah. When I tuned into the San Francisco game yesterday, it was 30-3.
Yeah, I thought
they got rolled.
They said they hadn't been down 20 points at halftime since like 2006.
Wow. Yeah. That's a great feeling.
Right. It's a great feeling watching it, too. God, right. I hate that team. Mm-hmm. Stupid Belichick.
How'd you do on money yesterday, Dave?
Good.
Yeah.
Up about $100, and I still, if Nick Foles can cover 7.5 points tonight, I'll win another 100.
What? Really?
Yeah, so go Nicky Foles.
Why isn't he buying breakfast every day?
Because he's a cheap.
That's right. It sits in my account.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Well, it seems that Daniel Jones from Thursday night's games is still causing problems for people.
What happened?
There's some guy. It doesn't say where this guy was. Right, but he laid down $500 on the bet that would have paid $14,000 had Jones not tripped on the.
Was it a Daniel Jones to score a touchdown bet?
Yeah,
probably.
I'm not sure if it was. What was it? Was
probably anytime touchdown maybe.
A prop bet. I get it. Yeah, three touchdowns.
Yeah,
three
he did a parlay.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. Right. He's going to see that in his nightmares for the rest of his entire life. Tripping over the 10-yard line or whatever it was.
Daniel, you got a stalker.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9.
Stop!
MGK.
This is a story that I just don't want to let pass by. It seems that in Glendora, California, their police department found themselves involved in a 2-hour chase after someone allegedly robbed a Home Depot store. During the chase, the suspect felt confident enough to make a pit stop at a local Chevron station to fill up, walk inside, pay for his gas, get something to eat, get back in his car, all before the cops even got near him.
Wow.
All right, right? Ready for this?
Yeah.
And then he did it again.
No.
He needed gas in a second. They were chasing him for 2 hours, high speed, right?
Oh,
and he stopped at another gas station, filled up again, got back in the car, right? Eventually, he pulled into an underground parking lot. The cops went zooming on by and eventually realized, they realized they lost him, right? But they just said, well, for public safety, we've given up this chase. Yeah. Okay, sure. Driver one, police nothing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Trips to Orlando once again, and Classic Rock Concentration returns this coming Monday at 7:30. Now, something you should know about these trips is the fact that they're good for an entire year. So if you win one next week, you got until next week, next year, to use that trip. The way the game works is there's 40 squares on the board. You pick two squares, you match two classic rock artists, and you've got a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. We fly you down there on Frontier Airlines, and in Universal Orlando Resort, will you experience the action, thrills, and adventure of Universal Resort's three theme parks and stay at Universal's Cabana Bay Beach Club. So listen, every day starting this Monday, match two, and starting this Monday at 7:30, match two, and you've got a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. We've got traffic for you now, and Cindy is here with that. How's it going?
Oh, lots of jam traffic.
Really?
Hooray. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's my Monday noise.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're normally saying.
MGK. And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get us going, Cindy.
Okay, the spacesuits that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin wore to the moon in 1969 were actually designed and manufactured by Playtex.
By Playtex?
Whoa. Yeah, the tampon company.
That's funny.
Well, now you know what they were stuffed with. Cotton. Steve?
The word duds in the candy Milk Duds came about because the company created them trying to make them perfectly round, but found that to be impossible, so all of them wound up being duds.
Oh, that's cool.
But delicious.
Yeah, I love Milk Duds. Yeah, if you ever want to pull a filling out, they're the ones to go for. Dave?
Mr. T, not the pierogi, the actor.
That's Mrs. T.
Yeah, they're related. Mr. T's original set of gold chains came from people who lost them or left them after fights when he worked as a nightclub bouncer.
Wait, you mean he signified the chains that slaves wore, which is what he used to say about that, right? By stuff he stole or was left behind.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, lost and found.
And until 2001, the employees at Disney World who dressed up as characters couldn't wear their own underwear underneath their costumes. What? They had to use company shared underwear. After enough lice cases, Disney changed the policy back to use your own. Jeez. And there you have them.
Oh! Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So, Marty Balin was an original member of Jefferson Airplane. Marty leaves at one point in time, comes back, does a guest appearance on Starship, a song called Caroline, which gives the Starship and the Airplane their first major radio hit. Right. Although very popular in FM radio, they never really got into the top 10. So he comes back. He rejoins the band. They ask him to write a song, and then they start giving him crap about the quality of the song. And you know what he did it again, don't you?
I grew up on R&B. That was anathema to Paul and Grace. To say the word baby was like, you know, so naturally I put baby in the song 1,000 times. So I went and I recorded the basic track, and I remember walking out of the studio and everybody went, I don't know about that, Marty. That's pretty strange. You know, you better work on that. That's not going to make it. And I was really worried about that, but I thought, well, maybe they're all wrong. Maybe that's a good song. What do they know? They're not into soul and R&B anyway. We finished it, and then I got Paul and Grace, and I gave them a bunch of things to do on it, and I had them sing Baby a million times. And then we put it out, and boom, took them back to the top.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Do you know, and Cindy, I know how much you'll be excited about this. Do you know what today is?
No.
Today is National Pumpkin Day.
Oh.
Like we haven't been pumpkined enough by now, Right, but and look, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're tired of all the pumpkin possible products that are out there.
Yes,
but every day, you know, there's going to be a new one. I mean, this year there is pumpkin spice spam. Talk about a combination of ugly. Right, that has got to be it. But this is a new one that I'm pretty sure no one has ever thought of before. Have you ever heard of Rutter's?
No.
Rutter's is a chain of convenience stores. I'm guessing it's like southwestern Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia.
Okay.
I mean, as far as the Pennsylvania part, I'm guessing. It's definitely in Maryland and West Virginia. Anyway, they've come out, I guess they're kind of like Wawa, and they have their own dairy products, and they've come out with pumpkin pie milk.
Ugh. Right? I don't even like pumpkin pie creamer.
Right, right. Why eat the pie? And with a glass of milk, when you can have them all in one. You know someone at corporate said that.
Is it like melted pie a la mode?
No, it's just a...
That I might drink.
You know, like those creamers you guys have in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Those disgusting flavored creamers you guys have in the refrigerator?
Hey, don't look at me.
I know.
That's all Taylor's doing.
That's all Taylor's doing.
Let me help you guys figure out why they've made something like this.
Okay.
Most of these are located in the middle of the state.
Okay.
There's 43 out by York.
Right. Right,
and then there's a few up farther north by State College, so
you know.
So you might get some of Hezekiah's beard hair in your milk if you don't watch it. I thought the pumpkin was bad.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Right now, we're getting ready to play Classic Rock Pyramid. We've got two players this morning. Bernadette's on the line. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi.
All right, and we've got Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right. Obviously, Bernadette's the smoker.
All right. No.
At least from the sound of it, Bernadette's the smoker.
No, I got bad allergies.
Oh, okay. All right. You should be good. Yeah, a little COVID touch, a little touch of COVID there. All right, now you understand what you got to do. Now, Bernadette, you've chosen to play with Dave. And Mike, that means you get to play with Steve. We'll let Bernadette go first. Bernadette, you understand what you got to do here, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, it's horror movies. They'll give you clues toward horror movies. You got to figure out what movie it is. At any time, you can move on, but you only have 1 minute to go. You ready?
Go.
All right, your time begins now. What do you got, Dave?
Shower scene.
Oh, Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, come on. The shower scene, the woman getting stabbed in the shower.
Oh, my God. It's Psycho.
That is correct.
Zombies. Cemetery. Classic zombies movie.
She's passing.
Oh, man. You can't see this guy. You can't see this guy.
Oh, what's Jason?
No, you can't see him. You literally can't see him.
Oh, Invisible Man.
There we go.
That's two.
A vampire. Infamous vampire.
Dracula.
Yes.
That's three.
A racially charged horror movie recently.
Oh, Tales from the Hood.
Well, that just threw me.
Time is up. Tales from the Hood?
I mean, it sounds good. I'd watch it.
Wow.
That was Get Out.
That was good.
Get Out, Bernadette.
Bernadette, you got three correct.
All right.
Mike, you got to get four in order to win the Blue Oyster Cult album, the Ron Wood documentary, and the Billy Gibbons book. Are you ready, Mike?
Oh, I'm ready. I knew all it hurt, so hopefully I'm with yours.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Steve, all right, your time begins now.
All right, Mike. Married to a Monster.
Pass.
Okay. Pass. Large sea creature. Reptilian.
Godzilla.
Yes.
Very good. That's one.
Large animal.
King Kong.
Yes.
That's two.
She had blood poured on her at the prom.
Carrie.
Yes.
That's three.
Wow. They land on poop.
On what?
On poop.
And you fly.
Yes. That's four. Let's get the last one. Married to a freakish monster.
Spider Franken.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Wow.
You're a winner. Wow. All 5. Way to go, Mike. Bernadette, thank you so much for playing along.
Thank you. Congratulations, Mike. I watch our movie.
I'm going to go watch Tales from the Hood now.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
In the herd. Sounded like it started slow this morning, didn't it? In the herd. I gotta give this guy credit, but it seems like his clever theory really didn't work out well when it came to ripping off a store. A 37-year-old guy named Bradley Young went to a Walmart in North Naples, Florida yesterday and took about $1,000 worth of items to the self-checkout, including a scooter, a navigation system, and batteries. All right.
Okay.
But he hid a packet of Kool-Aid in his hand. So he pretended to be scanning the big items, and he was going over the packet of Kool-Aid each time. So every time he went over it, the barcode just said 24 cents.
Wow.
24 cents for that TV. 24 cents for that scooter.
Uh-huh.
But a security guard spotted and recognized him from a week before when he tried to shoplift from the same store. He called the cops. Bradley was arrested as he was leaving the store.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, Jersey City. 37-year-old guy named Lawrence Crook.
What?
Yes, yeah.
Lawrence Crook.
Now, guess what?
All right.
He does live up to the name.
Okay.
He was arrested when someone spotted him stealing a small dumpster and some bags of stuff from a condo complex.
What?
Yeah, right, because we all need a small dumpster. He was charged with larceny and posted a $300 bond to get out of jail. And then an hour later, he was arrested for breaking into the fire department headquarters and going through a fireman's stuff. He's now been charged with burglary.
Steve, you've always claimed that you like big dumpsters.
Good old dump truck. Come on.
All right, Dave.
We're going to Mechanicsville, Maryland for my story. The cops there responded to reports of a truck hitting a state police cruiser. Never a good thing to do. And a house. So the cruiser and the house get hit by this truck. And officers found no one had been hurt, thankfully. But the interesting part about this story is the driver, Dayton James Weber, who was behind the wheel.
They always have three names.
Yeah. They do, yeah. He didn't try to assassinate anybody, but he did crash. The interesting part about this story is he's a quadruple amputee.
What?
Quadruple amputee.
Driving a truck.
Arms,
with
legs.
With his teeth?
Gone. I have no idea. I'll look for footage later for the story.
What the hell?
I have no idea. Dayton and his passenger were detained. No idea how they handcuffed him. And charges imply that alcohol was a factor.
So he's a drunk quadriplegic.
Yes, indeed.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, if watching $1 billion cop TV shows has, or watching a billion cop TV shows has helped me do anything, I know that all criminals have a pattern. And this guy, he's got a pattern, and boy, is it obvious. Police in South Strabane Township, that's out near Pittsburgh, recently tracked down a burglar who broke into a Taco Bell in the middle of the night, stole $300 from the register. They found him thanks to a shot of his license plate on the security camera. When they ran his name, they found that this isn't the first Taco Bell he's broken into. No, this guy has been arrested for breaking into at least 30 other Taco Bells in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio. He's a 30-year-old named Joshua Logue from Columbus, Ohio. And when the cops put out a warrant for his arrest last week, he was really easy to track down.
Why's that?
He was in jail in Indiana for breaking into a Taco Bell.
Yes.
Right? He's facing multiple felony charges, and especially for his most recent Taco Bell break-in.
In the herd.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.